federal judge Leonie Brinkema officially sentenced Moussaoui to life in prison without chance of parole. Under federal sentencing guidelines, the judge must impose the sentence recommended by the jury. There were some dramatic exchanges on the final day of the trial. As Moussaoui came into court, he declared, "God save Osama bin Laden. You will never get him." Judge Brinkema told Moussaoui, "You came here to be a martyr and to die in a great bang of glory. But to paraphrase the poet T.S. Eliot, instead, you will die with a whimper." Prior to sentencing Moussaoui, the judge allowed family members who lost loved ones in the September 11th attacks to speak to the defendant directly. Three of them did, including Rosemary Dillard. She lost her husband in the attack on the Pentagon.
I told him how he had wrecked my life. He took the most important person from me, and that was my husband, Eddie Dillard. I think he'll rot in jail, and every day that he misses the sunlight and the freedom, as the judge said, will be a day, that another day that we win.
Many family members said they agreed with the jury's decision to spare Moussaoui from the death penalty, but others were disappointed. Margaret Pothier lost her brother-in-law in the September 11th attacks.
I think he deserved the death penalty, and I'm sorry he didn't get it.
During the punishment phase of the trial, family members had to endure gruesome photographic evidence of the attacks, as well as taunts from Moussaoui. Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty was the prosecutor who initially brought the government's case against Moussaoui.
But through it all, the victims have triumphed over the terrorists' rants with their strength, their courage, and their character.
The sentencing was the last official act in a legal drama that began 4 years ago. Moussaoui was arrested 3 weeks before the 9/11 attacks after exhibiting bizarre behavior at a flight school in Minnesota, but he never told authorities what he knew about the plot. He pled guilty to 6 terror conspiracy charges last year, saying he was supposed to be part of a second wave of Al-Qaeda attacks. At least 3 members of the 12-member jury indicated that they thought Moussaoui was only a minor player in the 9/11 conspiracy. A death sentence requires a unanimous vote of the jury. Gerald Zirkin was one of Moussaoui's lawyers.
It's obvious that they thought that his knowledge of 9/11, his role in 9/11, was not very great, and that played a significant role in the result that we had.
Moussaoui is a French citizen of Moroccan descent and is the only person charged and convicted in connection with the September 11th attacks. French authorities say they may ask that Moussaoui serve his prison time in France, but Judge Brinkema said Moussaoui will be sent to a maximum security federal prison in Colorado, where he will be in a jail cell by himself 23 hours of every day. She added, "You will never be able to speak publicly again," and that is an appropriate ending. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.